So the big question is this: what is life like on tour when you're playing professional golf? Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's tough. That's the question, and this is the podcast that's going to give you the answer. Welcome to Tales of the Tour on Stock Shot Secrets. Now, as bad as sometimes we talk about the traveling, it had way more benefits than it did.
Traveling in the car was tough. Driving in the car was tough because, I mean, it was a lot. I mean, that car of yours, how many miles do you think that sucker had on it?
Over 100,000.
It had a brand new engine and it had a brand new transmission by the time we parted ways, that's the end of this journey.
But here we are. We are talking. Welcome back, friends, to another episode of Tales of the Tour with my beloved wife, Leslie, as we dive through our journey. How are you doing today?
Good.
So that's great. Yeah. Now, today, we had just got done in the last episode of 2011, Miami, Oklahoma. Drove across the country.
Went home, played some All-American tournaments.
That was where that year I started to play and got. We played a lot with Tony Finau that year.
Yeah. So All-American Tour, some tournaments were just one day and some were 3 days, which is interesting.
Yeah, the one might have just been
you had a couple
like a
one days.
Or something.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
You did a lot of PGA stuff in the beginning. You did a lot of qualifiers.
Yeah, so the beauty to the
first qualifier, the beauty to
playing professional golf though is that like this next trip we have, we have a write-off to trip to Hawaii, meaning, you know, you're going because when you're trying to make it, right, like anybody can do, like tons of players can do the qualifiers in Georgia and Texas and Tennessee, but it's the ones that are like the really hard ones to get to. Those are the ones you want to go to because of the fact that they're hard to get to, so you don't have to go shoot 62. You could go shoot 68 and like get through. And by the grace of Jesus, we had a really good support team of investors that were allowing us to travel and do all the necessary things to play golf at the level that it should be played, to train, to practice, to travel, and give me the greatest opportunity, which I am forever grateful for those guys helping. But now we get ready to head to Hawaii.
This is January 2012.
First time to Hawaii.
This was our first time together. This was your second time.
Yes, I went.
Our first time together. Do you remember our third time was really special?
What was the third? Oh, yes, I do. That was next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It was fun.
So we are in Hawaii, 2012, just past the year. This year we stay in Waikiki to start.
We stayed in Waikiki. Then we went up to Turtle Bay.
Yep.
Do you remember on the way to Turtle Bay?
Was that the shrimp?
Yes.
Oh,
Has anyone out there had Hawaii? I don't even know if you call it North Shore shrimp.
Like North Shore shrimp. They have like they basically
garlic.
It's garlic shrimp, and I mean this is going to sound disgusting, but
it's so good.
They like take these. They like dig holes.
I don't think they do that.
No, they dig holes and like it's a big pond. It's like farm shrimp. I thought.
Well, yes, it is farm shrimp, which. We do not love farm-raised seafood, specifically because Kyle's from Seattle. So what the seafood is that we have in Seattle is not what we have here.
Correct.
What they do is they chop up about 50 pounds of garlic.
Yeah.
And combine that with 4 pieces of shrimp.
Yeah.
And butter. And they put it over white rice, steamed rice.
It's
delicious.
We should remake that next week.
We should just probably go back to Hawaii and have that.
Yes.
Okay. Let's plan it.
So we go to Hawaii. We go to Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay's beautiful.
It is very beautiful. Right? And it's interesting because in Hawaii, like if you go to the North Shore in the winter, the waves are big.
Huge. Like surfing waves. Like legit.
Yeah. And then if you go to the south, which is where that picture is right there, we're looking and we're watching the surfers right there on the top left.
Yeah.
Because that's where we...
That was sunset.
Yeah. And then if you go to the South Shore in the winter, it's super dead. Like it's like glass water. And then it flips in the opposite season. So you were able to go there, do the qualifier, which was, you know, supposed to be easy. I don't make it, right? Get pretty close in years coming up, but it was a great time going down there and then flying home and then being able to write off the trip. Tax expense.
Send it to the write-off people.
Yeah, you send it to the write-off people.
It's the write-off people.
So then we come home.
This was the first time I had ever had a Mai Tai.
Yeah,
and right. That's like my beach drink of choice. It's gonna be my drink of choice at Key Largo.
I've never found a good beach drink. I think it's because they just all have. Mai Tais are good.
Mai Tais are great.
They're just all with so much sugar.
Yeah, Mai Tais have a lot of sugar, but I feel like all the fruit juice keeps you hydrated.
Yes, but like I feel like I'm gonna float away.
Maybe like a ranch water. You would enjoy a ranch water. We'll have to try that out in Key Largo at the end of the month.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did Hawaii. And then after Hawaii, you head down to, was it the Mayan Classic? And you don't. We head down
to Cancun. Another PGA Tour event where we go down to try to get into. I think it's the Mayakoba Classic, or it wasn't.
You played in a lot.
It wasn't
of,
the Mayakoba, but it was in Cancun.
Cancun.
Welcome to Cancun.
You have a lot of qualifiers that you played in this time that were PGA Tour, PGA right. Tour Honda, Farmers Insurance, Farmers Pre-Qualifier.
Yep.
You had a lot of.
Oh, I won that one. Hey guys, I hope you are enjoying this episode of the Stock Shots Secrets podcast. If you are enjoying it, be sure to like this episode. Be sure to subscribe so you can always see when they are coming out. And most importantly, if you would be so kind to be able to share this podcast with other passionate golfers who are trying to get better and build stock shots, because it grows through you sharing it. Thank you so much for tuning in. And now back to Stock Shot Secrets.
Yeah.
So I go down to Cancun. We play at Iberostar.
Yeah.
And what was there? Something that happened in the hotel. What was it?
So we were, when you left, you had to leave. I'm wondering where you headed to. You must have headed out to, that's what you did. You headed out to this Killearn.
That was in Tuscaloosa, or not Tuscaloosa. What's this town in Florida? Tallahassee. And you didn't go to Tallahassee
yes.
that year.
So you flew to Tallahassee and I flew back home to Scottsdale. Yep.
From Cancun.
So from Cancun. Cancun. I look back now and I'm like, why did we do this? Because, okay, so it's the morning that he's leaving. His flight, he needs to be at the airport by 7 a.m. I don't need to be at the airport till 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So he leaves, checks out of the hotel, gets a cab.
Which I might add, I remember going there and being like, I remember calling. I didn't call a cab on the way from the airport back. Or the airport there, it was not a good cab. Meaning,
yeah,
like,
it was a little scary.
I remember being in the car. It was like a van with no windows. I was like, what did I just get into?
Yeah, you're like, am I going to live or die? Clueless
Kyle at his peak.
But then, so you leave, and then it's like 9 a.m. And I'm just in the hotel by myself, getting ready for the day. And I'm packing up my suitcase, and I hear my door open. The hotel room door. And it's two men that walk in that work there, that are porters there at the hotel. And they're like, oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we didn't know anyone was in this room. And it wasn't until like, I think like last year, I literally thought those guys walked into my room because they knew that you had checked out, that you were there the whole week with your wife. And then you left without your wife. So they thought that you murdered me.
What?
Yes, 100%.
Why would they think that?
Why would they have come in my room?
Maybe they just were cleaning the room.
This was a Dateline. This should have been a Dateline story. It didn't happen, obviously. But I remember thinking still, like, that was so rude of them to come in. They obviously know I haven't checked out, but they must have, they saw, someone in the hotel saw you leave early in the morning, knew that, had recognized you.
Were they is everything okay? Or were they just like?
They were just like, oh, sorry, we didn't know anyone was in here. But I was like thinking back, like, I think they thought that like you murdered me and left me there because they saw you leave by yourself.
I think you watch too much Dateline.
I do. It's so good.
Yeah, they just came in to clean the room, I think.
We just had this conversation about Dateline and 48 Hours with all of our friends in the neighborhood over the weekend. Yeah. I think like that. I don't know.
I don't think like
I
that.
I think that's what they thought, that you probably murdered me and left me there. That is a great setup for a murder mystery in Cancun.
Cancun.
Couple goes off to vacation in paradise.
They seem madly in love until he gets mad because she created a penalty for him on the 15th hole.
And he murdered her.
All right, so now...
So you
leave Cancun,
there.
I go to Tallahassee.
You know what Tallahassee is? I think I actually ended up meeting with you in Tallahassee. It's the birds.
The Birdman. Oh my gosh. Guys, listen.
In the radio. The radio...
So this guy...
Police scanner.
In his kitchen.
No. That's... I remember being pregnant with Adler that year. So
we can't tell that story.
Okay, you went to this tournament. This was not that family. Because I was pregnant with Adler when we went to that tournament.
Got it.
So that's 2 years later.
Yeah. And it seems like any event that I go to by myself is not overly eventful.
Yeah. So you go there, I'm not there. You go back to Cutter Creek Classic.
Yeah. And at least this time I'm not hitting it left. So
where did we say Cutter Creek was? Snow Hill?
Yeah, Snow Hill, North Carolina.
Yeah. I didn't go back. I met up with you at Cherry Blossom, which was...
Right. That's the favorite. So the interesting thing with Cherry Blossom was this year of 2012. That was the year. This was another thing of like, you know, you go to these events and you shoot. So, you know, you play good and you shoot 17 under. And it's like, how did that one end? What did I shoot that week?
Cherry Blossom, 72, you tied for 15.
Yeah. What was it?
72, 66, 66, 68.
Yeah, so I mean, you do that. What's that? That's 272. So that's another. That's 16 under par, and I got tied for what? 12.
Tied for 15.
15th. I mean, that's hard.
Yeah.
That's some good playing, and you're not making a thing. But I do remember I was playing, right behind Chris Irwin. Do you remember Chris Irwin?
I do remember Chris Irwin. Yeah.
he was in our Bible study. Good guy, and he went that week and shot 59.
Oh, wow.
If you remember that? So.
Pretty good week for him.
Yeah. Anytime you shot 59. I don't think I've ever told. I wonder when my little story of when I shot 60.
What tournament was that?
That was in Scottsdale, where we went to, I guess I could just tell now, but we were in Scottsdale. We played in the NCAA Pro-Am, right? Which seems to always bear my best finishes in that Pro-Am we ever had. And we're playing at a course that was called...
Oh, wait. This is when we had the charity event out there for them.
Yeah. This is not in the timeline. So this is a different... This is
probably about that time, though.
Maybe. Yeah. And it was... oh, my gosh.
This is the last year we're on tour before we had Adler. So just to put in a timeline-wise, chronologically, that's where we are. So that would have been about this time.
So, yeah. So the course was... it's going to come to me here in a second, but... The course was ridiculously narrow.
Okay.
And I remember going to the starter and kind of like a smart aleck, I was like, hey, what's the course record? And he's like...
Listen up, chump.
Yeah, he goes, listen up, chump. It's 63 by Robert Garrigus, you know, like on tour.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, get ready, I'll beat it. Right. So I go and play, and I'm telling the stories of... these hole-in-ones that I have had. This is one of the later hole-in-ones that I had.
Because
This actually would fall in, because about 2021, that was the first
this
one.
This is 2012.
Yeah, so I had that first hole-in-one in Houston the summer before.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had another one or two like up to that. So now I'm telling the story about like, hey, I had the hole-in-one and I should have got the card. I did get the card and blah, 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 blah. So I'm on 17 playing. And I'm telling the story to the group of like, yeah, like, you know, this, I got a hole in one, I should get a car. And I was 10 under par for the day going into 17. I was like, all right, boys, well, like, if I'm going to shoot 59, I got to make a hole in one here. And I'm like saying that, like, as I'm like walking into the ball, I'm like, you know, watch this. And I do it, I hit it past the hole, spins back, make a hole in one. So that's like another hole in one.
Yeah.
And then go on 18. I remember hit 3 woods, 7 iron to like 8 feet left and missed it for my 59. But that was my career low of 60.
There you go.
So, so yeah. So now, so after we, where are we? So we're at the PGA Tour. Then we go to the Farmers. And then we're at Cherry Blossom and
Three Ridges, Tennessee.
Three Ridges. Oh, that was home of Bass Pro Shops.
Oh, we loved Bass Pro Shop. We loved any chance we could get. We would go to Bass Pro Shop and we'd go get a cabin for the weekend.
Yeah.
The amount of times we got cabins in Gatlinburg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Pigeon Forge. So let's stop there.
Three Ridges. I remember Three Ridges. It was very rainy.
Yep.
And that's about it.
Yeah. Stay at the Holiday Inn, I think, that week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where you want to stay?
It was right there by...
Holiday Inn sounds good.
It was right outside of Pigeon Forge.
Yeah.
Sevierville? That's like the town, like... That's actual a town.
Look at you.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah. Cool. All right, well, let's stop there. We'll come back as we start to take, because now we're kind of going, we had our like, little PGA Tour run, and now we're really heading over to the East Coast in the spring of 2012.
Last year on tour without any children.
Yes, then the next year, they arrive.
They start coming.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. So let's stop there, and then, but... Thank you guys so much for tuning in for another episode of Tales of the Tour, and we'll see you back here as we dive into stories from the spring Kiblis in the Summer of Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to the latest episode of the Stock Shot Secrets. Now, I want to give you a special opportunity where you and I can chat individually by just simply texting the following number. And you can ask any question under the sun about anything relative to your game or your skill, body, mind, whatever it is. So just text me at 614-541-1988. That's 614-541-1988. Subscribe to our text line, and then you can be in the special Stock Shot community where we can talk about everything under the sun regarding stock shots.